Start selling on Shopify today. Go to shopify.com/CNN for a $1 per month trial.
Hello from CNN, I'm Jo Beck with the five things you need to know for Tuesday, February 20th. The Kremlin denies that President Vladimir Putin was behind the death of opposition figure Alexei Navalny, calling claims by his wife, quote, absolutely unfounded. Take a listen to what Yulia Navalnaya said yesterday after her husband reportedly died while in prison deep inside Russia last week.
By killing Alexei, Putin killed half of me, half of my heart and half of my soul.
And today she said, quote, I don't care how the killer's press secretary comments on my words. She also says her husband's body has not been returned to the family, claiming the Kremlin is waiting for any traces of poison to disappear. Navalny's spokesperson said his body won't be handed over for at least another 2 weeks and will be under, quote, some sort of chemical examination during that time. Here's CNN's Melissa Bell.
Clearly, a 14-day period before any kind of access is given is an extremely long time. We saw those fairly harrowing images yesterday of Alexei Navalny's mother trying to get access either to any information about her son or access to his corpse.
Israeli forces have been accused of killing, raping, and sexually assaulting Palestinian women and girls in Gaza and the West Bank. UN experts are calling for an investigation and say the list of allegations is credible. They say it includes sexual abuse, holding women in degrading conditions, and refusing to give them food, medicine, and period products, along with posting pictures online. CNN can't independently verify the claims, which Israel's military has denied and described as, quote, baseless, saying its forces operate according to international law. This comes as the US is proposing that the UN Security Council calls for a temporary ceasefire in Gaza and warns Israel against moving into Rafah. CNN's Nick Robertson has more from Tel Aviv.
Joe, the US proposal for a UN Security Council resolution is not as strong as the Algerian proposal, which calls for an immediate ceasefire. United States is saying there should be a temporary ceasefire as soon as is practical, and also calls for the release of all Israeli hostages. They say a major ground offensive would further harm civilians, further displace people, possibly into neighboring countries, with serious implications for regional peace and security.
The Biden administration says it'll spend another $5.8 billion on cleaning up America's drinking water. The funding will go to projects in all 50 states and territories and aims to fix an aging infrastructure that continues to put millions of Americans' health at risk. The money comes from the more than $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure law that President Joe Biden signed during his first year in office. Some of the new funds will also go towards replacing lead pipes and helping municipalities clean their water from a group of synthetic chemicals called PFAS, or forever chemicals, which are considered dangerous to human health. Biden raised more than $42 million for his presidential campaign and his party last month. That's a lot of cash, and suggests donors are still firmly behind Biden, despite some anxiety around his re-election run, as Spectrum News' political anchor Errol Lewis told CNN.
The big money, or the smart money, whatever you want to call it, they understand that there isn't going to be some other candidate that emerges out of the weeds and suddenly becomes the nominee.
So far, when it comes to fundraising, Biden and the Dems are outpacing former President Donald Trump and the Republican primary efforts. And speaking of, both Trump and Nikki Haley are making their final campaign pushes ahead of South Carolina's primary on Saturday. A 5,000-pound satellite is expected to fall to Earth this week. That's next.
Shopify's taking the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/CNN. Start selling on Shopify today. Go to shopify.com/CNN for a $1 per month trial.
A European Space Agency satellite weighing 5,000 pounds is expected to re-enter Earth's atmosphere tomorrow. But don't worry, the agency says it isn't really a risk because most of its fragments will burn in the atmosphere and then fall into the ocean. The European satellite was launched in the 90s and provided valuable Earth observation data on polar caps, oceans, and land surfaces, which is still partly used today. That's all for now. Our next episode drops at noon Eastern.